to the adults, to everybody, for the next little while. I find it very interesting when Jesus talks to people, and people have conversations with Jesus. Have you ever noticed that in the Bible or in Sunday school or wherever you sometimes people just come up to Jesus or he comes up to someone and they just talk for a little while. And nothing very spectacular happens, but usually it's kind of surprising. People get surprised when they talk to Jesus. And here's a story about Jesus having a conversation when he was 12 years old and he's talking. He gets around to talking to his parents. So here's the story. Every year in the spring, Joseph and Mary, that's Jesus' mommy and daddy, Joseph and Mary went to Jerusalem for the annual Passover festival. When he was 12, Jesus went with them, joining the happy groups of visitors who crowded into the city. The busy, exciting days of the feast were soon over, and it was time to go home and see all the people going up to the city. So Mary and Joseph set off with the crowds, returning home to Nazareth. The boys were always running ahead or lagging behind, so Mary and Joseph didn't notice that Jesus was missing until the evening. None of his friends had seen him. Mary and Joseph were much too worried to sleep that night. The next morning, they went back to Jerusalem looking for Jesus. Another whole day passed before at last they found him in the temple, listening to the men who taught God's laws and asking questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at how much he understood. See, there's a picture of him talking to the teachers in the temple. "Why did you do this to us?" Mary asked. "Your father and I have been so worried." Jesus seemed almost surprised at her question. "But surely you knew I had to be here in my father's house," he said. Mary and Joseph were puzzled by Jesus' answer. They were forgetting that Jesus was no ordinary boy, that God was his father. So they returned to Nazareth, where Jesus was as obedient to them as he had always been before. Mary and Joseph got a big surprise when they talked to Jesus that day, didn't they? Okay, let's bow our heads and pray. I'll say verse and you say verse. Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for being my friend. Help me talk to Jesus and to learn from him. Jesus' name. Thank you.